The following program, The Role-Playing Hour, European-Swedish Nurse Bath Time Adventure, is intended as cartoonish satire and does not necessarily reflect the personal opinions of the author or of the majority of the actors saying the lines. Except that one guy. He's a real hard case. He has, like, no morals. Enjoyed it. The cat also enjoyed it, but the cat had issues. It wasn't pleasant watching the cat believe that its issues were the correct way of being in the world, because really, they're just not. And that's all attached to the cat's own suicidal tendencies and self-loathing, and really, cats shouldn't be that way. This podcast contains adult language, Hungarian language, and adult concepts, and bongs. My voice is really fucked. Tune out if you're likely to be offended.
Welcome to Schubert Norbert Airport. Please keep your belongings with you at all times.
Jó napot kívánok, passport control.
Hello?
You are Ashley Judd Nelson.
My friends call me DM.
I am not your friend. Country of origin?
Australia.
Country of birth?
Faux America.
Do you mean the United States?
No, that's real America. We're like them, but smaller. We didn't send a man to the moon, but we did once send a dog into a very large pool.
Big dog or a small dog?
A small dog, but like I said, it was a very large pool.
It's actually good you're not really from Australia.
Yeah?
Yeah, those fuckers are everywhere.
Oh, I know.
You're walking through some vast desolate steppe in central Mongolia. You see a lone yurt. You step inside. Who's in there? Fucking Australian.
Oh, I know.
They are the world's dick lies.
Oh, they are the world's dick lies.
And they always expect everyone to like them just because they are Australian. You're not special, you know. You're not even very good at sports anymore. There are other countries out there with a much prouder... Oh, are you sure this passport is accurate? It's just... it says your date of birth, but you look older. 45 at least, possibly 50?
Just the passport is accurate, okay?
This must not be a very recent photo. You still have some hair.
The passport is accurate.
Intent of stay?
Sex tourism.
Sex tourism?
What I meant to say before you interrupted me rudely was... Sex tourism is definitely not my reason for visiting. I do not intend to exploit impoverished Eastern and or Central Europeans with my flashy faux American wealth.
Good. You stay away from them.
I will.
Seriously, stay away from our impoverished Central and or Eastern European women.
I will.
Swear to me. Swear to me by the beard of Saint Zoltan.
Who is Saint Zoltan?
He was a 12th century king, impaled a lot of people, but he repented before the end.
And when he repented, did that magically pull the impaling rods out of all the people he impaled?
Don't be silly, just swear.
I swear by the beard of Saint Zoltan. No impoverished women.
It's okay. I don't think any of our women are that desperate anyway. They are in no danger. Purpose of your stay?
To start a new life. To build up a new self. Far from my failed friendships and the ruin of my past existence.
Does that mean you want to find work here? You are allowed to say tourism or we have to kick you out.
Fine tourism.
Regular tourism?
Regular tourism.
Not sex tourism?
Just regular.
Good. Do you have a return ticket?
I couldn't afford a return ticket. I put the last of my savings into this one throw the dice. I even sold my classic first edition Dungeons & Dragons set to get here. I have to find some kind of future in this place on the opposite side of the world. And so as far as possible from my old life, or it's all over for me.
You can stay here 3 months. If you can't afford a return ticket, I have to throw you out.
I haven't got a return ticket yet, but I'm sure I will scrape the money together, even though I can't work here.
Do you swear?
By the beard of Saint Zoltan.
Great. Enjoy your stay in Central Europe.
I thought this was Eastern Europe.
Please. It's the eastern part of the center. Look at a map.
Okay.
Üdvözöljük a Schubert Norbert reptéren. Közép-Európában. Nem, Kelet-Európában. Vegyél elő egy kibaszott térképet.
Customs control.
Oh, hello.
Anything to declare?
No.
Not hiding anything? Not trying to smuggle anything?
No.
What's this then?
What?
You have something around your waist. It's clear to see. A money belt or something? Are you trying to hide drugs?
No, that's just...
Lift up your shirt. Let me see. Lift up your shirt right now. Oh, that's...
Yeah, that's just my paunch.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. It was just you have such skinny arms and legs, and then the paunch. It's unnatural. The proportions are all wrong. Positively disturbing.
It's fine. Every airport this happens. Every goddamn time.
I thought you might be trying to smuggle half a dozen ostrich eggs.
Well, I'm not.
You didn't swallow 89 condoms full of heroin. Come on now, don't lie to me.
I didn't.
It's like you're pregnant. You didn't accidentally ingest a bag of those foam dinosaurs which expand in water.
No.
Man. Raw deal. With the hair and the belly.
I know.
No, really. I'm sorry, man. Sorry to call you out like that. Things are bad enough for you. You have my sympathies. But hey, there must be an upside, right? Does that mess help you stay afloat? It's like built-in water wings.
I'm going now.
Into your country.
Okay, see ya. You probably know your way around, right? I bet you've been here before, like in the 60s.
For the last time, I wasn't alive in the 60s.
Hey, I didn't mean anything bad by it, man. I was going to sit by a rocking chair and have you impart some of your worldly wisdom to me. Tell me about the old world. Tell me what it was like during the war.
Üdvözöljük a Schubert Norbert reptéren. Hogyha lát ausztrálokat, kérem küldje vissza őket oda, ahonnan jöttek. Ezek a mocskok mindenhol ott vannak. Ők a világ fasztetői.
Hello, excuse me, is there a hostel here in this ruined building? It's just I went online and I paid a week in advance for accommodation at this address. I thought a week would be enough time to get a job, and I have almost no money left.
Hey man, I'm not from around here, I'm Australian.
You Australian?
No, I'm faux American.
Oh man, too bad. Oh, let me tell you, I'm super drunk.
It's 9 a.m.?
Yeah, man, and we're in Europe, man. Time to party, man. Oh, mate, this building looks condemned, man. I heard, like, there was, like, accommodation scams online.
Really?
Yeah, all the guidebooks warned about it, man.
I couldn't afford a guidebook.
Oh, man, mate, gutted.
But you're in Europe, mate.
Drink up.
Yeah, I've been awake about 36 hours. I guess I'll just sleep in this pile of garbage.
Oh, mate, don't sleep in that pile of garbage. I just pissed and chundered on that pile of garbage, eh? Well, I also pissed and chundered on that historic statue, so don't sleep there. And I also pissed and chundered on that tomb of the nation's founding hero, but it was only a little chunder, like a burp turned chunder. So maybe you can sleep there, maybe if you're feeling okay.
No, it's okay. What about this adjacent pile of garbage over here?
Nah, I didn't piss or chunder in that pile of garbage. I can't say 100% that my girlfriend Chantel didn't, though. Oh, where'd Chantel wreck off to? She has all the Belgian bears!
Bye. I hope you find your lady love. Enjoy your trip.
You too, Broseph. Later! Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi! Chantel! Chantel! Fucking come back here, you slut!
Fuck you, you kid!
Chantel! Chantel! Swear at me so I can locate you with me ears!
Bastard!
Come on, Chantel!
Shift the brains!
Nearly there!
Well, so here I am on the other side of the world, exhausted, and in garbage, surrounded by empty cans, banana peels, and some sort of, what is that, like a shriveled up baby chicken carcass? Covered in red spots like a diseased baby chicken carcass?
I'm mighty. Get your hands off me bloody nutbag.
Roland?
Yep, matey. It's me.
This is Jules State, and I hate the role-playing hour because I asked them to feed my fish, and then they fed my fish too much, and now my fish has body image issues.
Some we are in that mess of on a sea cat.
Bless
This is Lance Henriksen, and I hate the role-playing hour, and I can sometimes be quite scary. So you should listen to me. No bullshit. I love to curse.
Matey, I was supposed to be a drug mule for these bikies I owe money to, right? But it didn't work out.
Why didn't it work out?
Well, what is that word for like a mule that eats all the shit it's carrying?
I don't know if there is a word for that.
Nah, you know a word for a mule who injects into its dick vein everything it's carrying.
Definitely no word I know of.
Nah, you know, you have a mule, it has all your shit on its back, and you turn around and take a piss, and the mule has ganked all your shit.
Are mules known for that?
Anyway, it turns out I share many similarities with that kind of mule. Now I can never go back to Australia because I owe a lot of money to bikies. And I totally crushed up and snorted everything in me saddlebags.
But what are the odds? I mean, out of all the places in the world, and then in this city, on this street corner, in this pile of garbage.
Well, I don't know about you, but I had a constipation booked in that there building. but it turns out there's nothing inside except broken glass and another homeless bloke with a really big dog. I had a credit card, but I must have misplaced that when I was running naked along the Danube, higher than Russian inflation. No, but I mean, the odds are outrageous. I meet you from back home, why not the others? I used to share a house with all those other guys. I actually liked them. Why not them? But they all left me. Now it's just you. Actually, I knew you was coming. And since I couldn't afford a return ticket, I thought I'd mug you for yours when you got here. Or I flew on your old passport with me photo in it. Bloke back home did a bang-up job. I did threaten a stewardess with a syringe, though, so you may be wanted by Interpol. I was wondering what happened to my old passport. I thought I'd thrown it out accidentally. I don't have a return, Roland. There is no way back. Nope. No way home. And nothing for us here, just you and me. Together again? Why, Roland? Of all people.
Mate, no hard feelings. It would have been a relaxed muggin'. A muggin' from the heart. A muggin' from a friend.
I'm sure it would have been, but there's no point now, is there? It's cold. I guess we'll freeze to death in this street. Actually, screw it. You dragged me down to Australia. You're not dragging me down here. I have my hand luggage. I have, like, what, $15? Not quite enough for a place to stay, but I hear beer is very cheap here. I'm going to a bar, and I'm going to use my charm to find a place to stay with a lady.
Mate, what charm? When did that happen?
Back home, I might have been a bald, paunchy, middle-aged loser. But over here, I'm a bald, paunchy, middle-aged loser who's from a country with the dollar. And that means that compared to most of the men here, I'm perceived as being rich. I'll be a catch.
Whatever you say, matey.
As long as I don't ever have to see you again.
Good luck. Good luck trying to pick up chicks at 9 a.m.
It's happy hour in France.
No, it isn't. France is like a 1 hour time difference from us.
Hello, I'd like to get in your bar.
Wait, we have a photo of you. Watch out for this guy. Possible sex tourism?
What? The airport sent that out already.
Says you announced when entering the country that you might be here for a bit of sex tourism.
No, see? Let me show you. With the Australian passport, they give out this little brochure. It mentions things you should never do overseas, like sex tourism. So, when I was asked to buy the passport guy, I was just saying, sex tourism, that is definitely something I would never do.
Do you announce everything you plan not to do before entering a country?
I like to start with the big ones. Murder, definitely won't be doing that one. Genocide, won't be having none of that because that's like murder, but even, well, it is murder, I guess, just of a whole ethnicity. And I won't be murdering ethnicities. No, sir, Europe's had enough of that.
Uh-huh. Sir, I don't believe you. I'm not sure I should be letting you into this bar.
Okay, it was a comma. The guy was asking what I hoped to do on my visit, and I was like, sex. Tourism. You know, sex, comma, tourism. Bit of sex. Not sex tourism. Just like regular, consensual sex with non-prostitutes, if it happened to come up. Fun for everyone involved. And afterwards, I might look at a church or something, you know, prop up your economy by visiting its
scenic wonders and posting photos of them online so everyone comes and visits. All my many friends online. Not pictures of the women I have sex with. Obviously, I'm not a pornographer. That's another thing I won't be doing in your country. I should have announced that at the airport. Nope, no pornography for me.
No.
Bad for the hips. Just photos of trees and bridges. Maybe a video of a bridge. Bridging. I hear that you have some nice bridges here. I like a nice bridge. Yeah, not enough bridges of distinction where I come from. Oh, sure. We have one in Sydney. But that hogs all the limelight. I suppose that technically the bridge in Sydney is better than any of yours. Really, it kind of shits all over your bridges. Why the hell did I come here to see the bridges? I could have just stayed home. I miss my native bridges.
Okay, you can come in, but no sex tourism.
I swear, by the beard of Saint Zoltan. Hey, Zoltan is an interesting name. What's your name?
Szilard.
Why does everyone sound like they're named after a monster who's about to fight Godzilla in this country? Szilard! It lives! The mighty Zoltan! It towers over Mount Fuji. Can the destroyer of all monsters hope to defeat it? Do you know any Mothras? Any nice ladies named Mothra? Perhaps your mother is a Mothra. Mothra gave birth to Szilard.
My mother's name is Gobi.
Gobi? Seriously?
Yeah.
Do you know what Gobi means in my country?
What?
I'm not gonna tell you. What about your dear old dad?
He is called Chongor.
Chongor? Really?
Yes.
Is he brothers with the Cheechgor? Do Cheechgor and Chongor, like, think they're driving really fast through the villages, but actually they're parked because they're so out of it? Hey, Dave Gore's not here, Man Gore.
Are you done making fun of our proud traditional names?
I don't know. What else you got?
Get inside.
Fine. Hello there, lady. Do you speak English?
Yes.
Hey, just let me flip back my comb over seductively. So you're from around here, huh? I'm not. I'm from a Western country.
This is a Western country, culturally.
Yeah, but you don't speak Western.
We are traditionally Christian. We're European, and our country has been a hub of culture for 1,000 years.
Yes, well, but I'm from Australia, you know. Ooh, the Australian dollar. Have you heard of that? Have you heard of the Australian dollar? Would you like to see one? I have one. I have 15 here in my pants.
Australian dollars?
Yes.
They are worth about 2/3 of a euro, aren't they?
Yes, but you don't use the euro here in your country.
Yes, but they do use it if you drive out an hour in that direction. I can work anywhere in Europe. I have a summer job, and it's about an hour in that direction.
Oh, you earn euros.
Yeah.
And my $15 are worth about?
About 10 euro. Less than an hour's wages.
Right, so you're a working girl.
I'm a student. I only work in the summer.
Oh, a student? Like a schoolgirl or...
At university. I study international relations.
Oh, well, if you want some relations with...
I've heard that joke.
Oh, okay. See, because I am from Australia and...
Ew, Australians, they are everywhere. They are like... How do you call it? The fleece of the penis.
Dick lice.
Yes, the Australians are like dick lice.
Well, I'm from Faux America, and I have something in my hand luggage you might like. I bought it especially for special little princesses like you. You want to see? Look, blue jeans. Premier Western blue jeans.
Blue jeans?
Yes, and there are more where those came from. Why, any concubine of mine would be swathed in the bluest of jeans until I take them off with my rich Western teeth. Looking out for the studs, of course, and...
I'm wearing blue jeans, can't you see?
Oh.
There is a blue jeans factory in the next city. We make our own premier brand.
Oh, so...
And your rich Western teeth?
Yes?
They don't look so good. They look like... cockroach shells floating around in your mouth.
Well, I can't help it. Medicare doesn't cover dentistry in Australia.
We have world-renowned dentists here.
You do?
Yes. People come from all over. When you first walked in, I thought that must be what you came here for.
I don't get it. I heard in Eastern Europe, women were just begging for Westerners. There were these clubs and scantily clad beautiful young women would have their arms draped around fat, bald, middle-aged men.
I don't know. First of all, this is Eastern Central Europe. And personally, when it comes to men, I like young ones who are handsome and have good muscles, you know.
I thought, finally, a place where my appearance didn't matter, but the appearance of women still did, and I could finally get what I did not in any way deserve. I thought there was a place in the world where women were not prejudiced against the paunchy or the bald. That's the whole reason I chose this part of the world.
We are not all that prejudiced against men who are paunchy or bald. Naturally.
No?
No. As long as they have nice personalities, they are fine. That is what we judge them by.
Oh, well, my personality is...
Why are you touching your mustache?
I'm smoothing it to show how nice my personality is. Look at my innocent eyes and my slick mustache. I left my home because my puppy died. I just couldn't stand to be there because everything reminded me of him.
Nope.
I'm screwed, aren't I?
Yeah, sorry.
Look, I couldn't sleep on your floor, could I? It's just... I only just arrived, I have nowhere to stay, I haven't slept. I promise I'd only smell your blue jeans when you went out of the room, never in front of you.
Sorry.
I'll only smell the outside then, and not the gusset. But as part of the compromise, I have to be allowed to smell them when you're in them at least once.
Nope.
That was, kind of creepy, wasn't it? I guess you still have sexual equality here and feminism.
Yep.
Oh well, plan C then.
Yeah, plan C. Good luck with it.
Yes, just have to work out a plan C. Damn Australian passport brochure, talking about sex tourism like it's a thing, getting a guy's hopes up that tourists get to have sex. Oh god, nowhere to stay, no long-term visa, no money for home. What am I gonna do?
This is K9 reporting, Master. You sent me to study the FM band radio program known as the role-playing hour and determine whether it is in need of cancellation. The answer is affirmative.
This is Jonathan Frakes, and I hate the role-playing hour so much that whenever I hear it, I want to eject my warp core.
And over here you see the House of the Martyrs. Here the martyrs lived before they became martyrs, but they were not martyred here, they were martyred in Martyrs Square. And over here is the sandwich shop of the martyrs, where the martyrs used to buy sandwiches each day. But this is not where they bought hot dogs near Martyrs Square at a small martyrs hot dog stand. But drinks were quite expensive there, so they preferred to go next door to buy drinks at the martyrs drink shop. Nearby, you see the martyrs' souvenir kiosk. They did not buy souvenirs here, but instead, this is a shop that sells souvenirs of the martyrs.
Hello, I was just standing here with my face pressed against the glass and staring hungrily at the sandwiches before you came along, and I noticed you were speaking English, and you appear to be leading foreign strays like some Pied Piper for international rats. I'm an international rat. What are you doing?
I am giving a walking tour of the city. It is free. Tips are welcome, but I do this because, well, I do not love my country. I have mixed feelings about my country. Everyone is depressed. The government is terrible. But anyway, it is something to do. During the week, I am a professor of history at the university, but on weekends, I share my knowledge with those who barely listen and will quickly forget it. Free, you say? Well, I guess I'd better tag along. I'm less cold if I move my limbs, and I should get to know my way around. Everyone, if you will pay attention over here, you'll see the statue of the Weeping Man. You see, our country is famed for its depression. Its people have been named most depressed in Europe for the last 10 years. Our unofficial flag is entirely black, symbolizing the deep gloom of our collective souls. We do not expect the world to get better. We know that it will always get worse. We look out at the grey post-communist buildings and the filthy, crumbling Baroque remnants of our golden age, festooned with signs for burger chains and clothing brands. And we know the glass is half empty and growing ever emptier thanks to the natural entropy of the universe. Take pictures of the despairing vista of our decaying, once proud city, if you will. Over here you see the tomb of one of our great poets, Sergei Shandor, who threw himself in front of a train when he was 22. Across the street is his other tomb for his other half. He wrote a poem that in 1913 caused 78 young lovers across Europe to throw themselves into the Danube, never to surface. And his most beloved poem goes, in the closest English approximation, "The Slovaks have stolen part of our homeland. Wrenched it from us like a rib pulled from our living flesh. Our young boys die trying to fight for it back. Flowers grow in their graves, but the Slovaks poison the flowers with their hateful souls." Here you see the shrine to the men and women who died in the uprising against the communists in 1948. And over here, you see the shrine to the men and women who died in the Great Rebellion against the Austrians in 1856. And over here, you see the monument to the national heroes who slaughtered all the unknown peoples who lived in this land before we got here. Ah, here at this food stand, you can try one of our most famous delicacies. It is stuffed cabbage.
Excuse me, what is it stuffed with?
Cabbage.
Really?
What could be better? You get twice as much cabbage.
Is that food free?
No, you have to pay.
Damn.
If you like, you could accompany it with our national drink. This is called Hubicum.
It smells like medicine or mouthwash.
That's because it was. The poor people of our nation wanted to drink, and they would not be stopped simply because they could not afford beer, wine, or spirits due to a terrible economy and minimal wages. So the celebrated mouthwashes and cough syrups of our nation gradually earned a place in our people's hearts. And now these beverages are produced with love at our national distillery. That's pretty bad, isn't it? Should you really be proud of that? Hey, in the next country over, their national drink is turpentine.
Mate, Bonza, bloody, ready dead.
Over here, urinating against my leg, you see an Australian. They are everywhere. The European Parliament is right now considering a pogrom of this vermin of Europe, but Denmark keeps vetoing because its Prime Minister has a crush on Kylie Minogue.
Bloody Struth, bloody Corker, Sheila, Spag Bowl.
I once took part in a grueling 2-month expedition across Antarctica. After travelling on foot across frigid mountains and crossing vast crevasses, my team and I, or what was left of it, our huskies having died miles earlier, reached the South Pole. We were about to plant our flag when a helicopter descended from the sky, and from it, in shorts and flip-flops, appeared Australians on a Kentucky tour who told us to try some of this bloody Vegemite if we think we are hardcore. They are goddamn everywhere.
Mate, I'm off to the pub. Woo, I'm in Europe. I'm so special. Party!
Here is a monument to another of our great poets, Attila Aran, who was shot by the oppressor at age 23. He wrote the poem that caused 87 widows to shoot themselves in 1874. In the closest English translation, it goes, "The Romanians stomp all over our homeland. They take our women and our pig meat. 1,000 of ours died, and 1,000 of theirs. The land soaked with blood will drink from many more young men before it is satisfied." Yes, our poems are depressing. I myself suffer from crippling undiagnosed depression. I would have stayed in bed this morning, but I reasoned that acting and not acting are both equally meaningless in a universe without purpose. So I am here with all of you. What's happening over there? Are they beating homosexuals? Let me see. Either that or gypsies. No, it's probably homosexuals. Should they really be doing that? We don't like the gays and the gypsies and the gypsy gays quite like you do in your countries. Here we take pride in our traditional values, enforced by traditional beatings. I don't know, we just kind of think that if people are adults and they're consenting and they're not hurting anyone, let them have fun. Beating them for who they love and or have emotionally unsatisfying one-night stands with, it seems a bit excessive. You have your ways and we have ours. You should respect our traditions. I don't know, I mean, they say everyone is a bit gay.
Is that what they say where you come from?
Well, here, if anyone says they are a bit gay, we give them a bit of a beating, and so now no one says it.
But you know, you might even be a little bit.
I am not. Don't those gays have bottom sex? I would never want anything in my bottom.
I don't know, have you ever had a really good shit?
Whatever do you mean?
Well, next time you're on the toilet, don't just do it really quickly and get it all over with. Give it time. In fact, do it as slowly as possible. You might find the slow sensation of it coming out really quite pleasant.
I'm sure I wouldn't.
I mean, really quite pleasant.
You should try it, especially when you have a big, thick, hard shit. One that takes forever to come out slowly from your stretching bumhole.
I'm sure I wouldn't like that.
You look up at the ceiling with a deep satisfaction and say, "Oh,
my bumhole is purely functional.
Then you're missing out. I'm beginning to think the bumhole sex people are onto something. I'm not yet at the point where I'm sticking things in there, but hey, things have to come out anyway. I'm gonna enjoy when that happens.
Disgusting. Anyway, over here we have...
Good day there, sir.
Ah, hello. You're British, yes? Would you like to join the walking tour? It is free.
Not at this moment, but you have my thanks. As a matter of fact, I was a little lost, and I was going to ask if you could assist me with some directions, but I see now you're busy, so, old chap, really, there's no need.
Oh, no, it's fine, I can help. At least you're not Australian. They are everywhere.
Oh, no, my brother-in-law moved to the Gold Coast, but no, not for me.
It is lovely to meet someone from an English-speaking country that actually has a little culture. Now, where did you want to go?
Thank you ever so much. Old chap. Brick. I was looking for directions to the Red Light District. It's just I'm here on a Ryanair flight for a box party, you see, accompanied by my severely inebriated friends, and we were looking for a local woman we could fuck. A bit of double-teaming, perhaps. Someone who wouldn't mind a bukkake session from a few middle-aged men. Bit over the hill, so to speak. Anyone who is happy with double penetrations or multiple cocks in one hole, you know, fanny and or otherwise. One of your local girls who is really, really dirty. Dirty, you know, and there's no shame. Perhaps she does not mind being pissed on, and no condoms, even when we swap holes. The thing is, I can only afford to go above
£5 in terms of price. So if you could direct us to an area with those sorts of local girls, those sorts of establishments, perhaps your sister is in the business. And none of your old babushkas, you know, just hot local girls, and we're happy. Hang on, let me just confer. Are we happy to do this one? Yes, and we're happy to go underage if need be. Not massively underage, you know, we're not funny like that, but just a year or two. It's just, you know, prostitutes are rather more expensive. If you can believe it. Back home. And I would never want to do those sorts of things to a British girl. Well, perhaps if she was from Wales or Scotland or the Isle of Man. Perhaps Guernsey. Go away. Excuse me? I said leave my country. I say it's just a spot of good old-fashioned British imperialist sex tourism, old chap. Go away immediately before I call the police. Very well. Well, tickety-boo, very well, very well. You can go and get fucked, so to speak, yourself. Then, old boy, Manchester United forever. The British and their Bucks Knights. They are the only ones worse than the Australians. Anyway, over here you see the fresco dedicated to Petöfi Molnár, another of our fine poets. He wrote the poem that caused 1,700 orphans across the Austro-Hungarian Empire to self-immolate, but that was only so they could escape drowning in their own tears after reading his poem. Molnár died at 21, after drinking absinthe and jumping onto a rotary lathe. In English, which does not quite capture the beauty, his most celebrated poem goes, "The Serbians have murdered our babies, and all because we genocided their religious schismatics. When, oh when, will the Serbian madness end? A lone baby cries. Sitting by its dead mother, it looks up and a Serbian bayonet is reflected across the surface of its pupil." A beautiful, beautiful poem, very moving. Sometimes performed at weddings.
This is Adrian Edmondson from The Bad Shepherds. I hate the role playing hour. What ridiculous voices.
This is John Rhys-Davies. I hate the role-playing hour because they tossed a dwarf.
And here we have a despondence corner where the local despondent people go to wallow in life's despair. And let's all stare at the middle-aged gentleman going into the adult bookstore Despondence Corner's premier establishment. Right where I started. Over there is a pile of garbage I was going to sleep in, and where I met Roland. Each of the despondents here hopes, as they stare listlessly into the gloomy grey of winter, that the wheel of fate may turn, and that opportunity may drop transformative into their laps from heaven. Hope in the dream of a deus ex machina is all these poor souls have, but little do they know, even if an opportunity were to appear, they can never truly escape misery and want. Feel free to take pictures of the despondents as they wait for life-changing news that will never come. And so our tour ends, in this pit of emptiness and crumbling urban squalor. And so you have learned all that you need to know. Everything good is behind us. Our land has been stolen. Our best and brightest kill themselves before maturity because they cannot stand to live in this cesspool of a world. Thank you. Tips are appreciated. I guess I get off here, hurrying away quickly so I don't have to give a tip.
And I'll just sit on a bench next to all the other despondents. Hey, despondent guy, what are you despondent about? Oh, that's just a statue celebrating a despondent guy. What about you, despondent guy? Why are you feeling so bad?
Wife left me because of my alcoholism. Before that, I worked at the nuclear power plant. The Prime Minister privatized the place, selling it to his brother who lives in Germany. When they made all the stuff redundant because safety officers was an expense they decided they no longer needed if they wanted to turn a profit. The taxes on everything are so high, you see. Turning a profit on anything is tough.
Uh-huh. And you, despondent guy, what are you here for?
If God controls life and death and hates suicide because it is us taking his final power into our own hands, then by suiciding do we become God?
Uh-huh. General Eastern European philosophical malaise. What about you, despondent guy? What's your problem?
I used to work at the immigration department before the Prime Minister privatized it and sold it to his brother in Germany. And 90% of the staff were made redundant so the immigration department could turn a profit. It's this country's terrible tax climate.
So the tax laws here are draconian, you say?
Oh, the draconianist.
That gives me an idea. To the adult bookstore.
Oh, Bob, Bonchi, mid-50s, Foreign, clearly my kind of customer. Welcome to the other bookstore, sir.
God damn, I'm not in my 50s. Dude, I just had an idea. Everyone says the taxes here are terrible, right?
No, they're the worst.
Why don't you transfer your business to me in name only? I'm foreign and the taxes won't be as bad if we can sort out some way for me to pay them back home. Then, though you still technically own and run the business, you employ me also, and then I get a working visa to live here.
Oh, too bad. I already put my business in the name of my brother in Germany.
Damn it!
But there's another business I could put in your name.
Really?
Yeah. You see, back in the 70s, I made these softcore porn movies with a European flavor, which we sold to adult cinemas in the States. Those were the glory days. In those days, we made a lot of money. The problem is, with the rise of the internet and free hardcore pornography, we haven't sold a single movie in 15 years.
Wow.
I know. If people don't like softcore porn, then what is the world coming to?
You know, I was talking to a young guy and he said he can't masturbate to still images, only to video.
Really? I weep for the younger generation. Where's the imagination?
That's what I said.
What about the joys of lingerie catalogs or the bra section of the flyer from the local supermarket?
That's what I said, the bra section. Where you can almost see the nipple, and you can see the shadow of the pubic hair under the panties if you squint.
Oh, that was the best part.
I know.
All those reassuring local underwear models in their late 20s in bargain basement underwear I jacked off to in my formative years.
Oh, I know.
It's a dying art. Anyway, the business is really just a liability these days, and I still have to pay tax on the name. As a foreigner, you could never start a business here, and all the forms and fees, even if you could. Crazy. But I have a sentimental attachment. I'd be happy to transfer that business to you in name only, if you like, to save me on the tax. But it will cost you.
Is 10 euro enough?
Sure, I'll even throw in some of the old VHS tapes we haven't been able to move in a decade.
Deal!
Let's see, the deed is around here somewhere. Ah, here we go.
Your business is called European Swedish Nurse Bathtime Adventure Entertainment.
Yep, named after our most famous series. Number 4 was particularly good. One reviewer even thought the simulated sex scenes weren't simulated.
Can I make a little change to the name?
Give me everything you got, matey. Give me everything you got.
Roland, don't mug me. I don't have a return ticket back, and I don't have any money.
Oh, mate, why are you sitting in this little house made of VHS tapes?
Oh, well, apparently homelessness is illegal here, but they can't arrest me if I'm technically in a home.
And what's that sign on the front? The role-playing hour, European Swedish nurse, bath time adventure?
I own a business, in name only, but it means I now have a visa and can stay here long term.
Sweet, and because I have a passport in the exact same name, I have a visa too.
Yay.
But you don't have an actual job, or a proper house, and it's winter.
Well, no, I don't have a job, technically, but I am selling these old VHS tapes as firewood. 5 euro cents a kilo.
Should people really be burning those in their stoves at home? With the unhealthy fumes?
I'm burning VHS tapes in my VHS house and I'm fine.
Hey, so...
Hey, visa guy, thanks for telling me about that immigration stuff. Roland, this guy used to work for the immigration department. After I got my business, he helped me with our visa. He gave me all sorts of unsolicited advice.
Yes, so,
what are you up to, visa guy?
I was going to go jump off a bridge.
Good luck with that.
All I really want is friendship, but everyone thinks I'm so boring because all I ever talk about is immigration and tax law.
Yep, see ya, visa guy. You're scaring away customers. People, come get your European Swedish nurse bath time adventure firewood. 5 euro cents a kilo. Make your stove red hot.
Bye.
So you know, Roland, it doesn't matter that I haven't yet earned enough for a single sandwich, or that I spend my last 15 Australian dollars on a business that's in my name but will bring me no actual income, or that this makeshift porn videotape house doesn't actually keep out the cold and I could be chased away by the police at any time. I'm here. I escaped my old life to start a new thing here, far from home, far from my past. I have a visa to stay in this place where everyone is depressed and no one has any money or any hope and the government is corrupt and where there is the greyest winter I've ever seen in my life.
Yep.
Yep.
Maybe after a while you can save up. Get back home.
Yep. With the average wage here, assuming I get a job, that should only take 12 years.
Sokkal olcsóbb.
Dehogy olcsóbb, ott is 8 frank rajtár egy órára.
De itt legalább nem kell borra valót adni a portásnak, a szobalának, meg a szobaasszonynak. Mutasd anyám azt a műsort, nagyszerű műsor. Az első kép a négy indiáner, ez kitűnő. Egy indiáner, egy börziáner, egy pitiáner, úgy nohánál. 140 méter hosszú, második kép a bakka szerelme.